The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
The FT.
When Larry Page opted to spend $12.5 billion of Google's money on some mobile handsets, patents, and set-top boxes, he described his thinking thus. Together, we will create amazing user experiences that supercharge the entire Android ecosystem for the benefit of consumers, partners, and developers. I look forward to welcoming Motorolans to our family of Googlers. These 32 words were last week repeated uncritically in newspapers all over the world, but no one seems to have stopped to wonder, what on earth was he on about? On Twitter, a few people squirmed at Motorolans and Googlers. Is this some dreadful 1950s sci-fi B-movie? Someone tweeted. Otherwise, Mr. Page's statement slipped down easily enough. At first sight, it appears to be more or less in English, with no leveraging or scaling or reaching out. However, on closer study, it turns out to be devoid of any meaning. I've been trying to translate it into simpler language, but can't find anything to grab hold of. The reason it slips down so easily is that if you ignore words like the and we, the cliché content is close to 100%. Indeed, he has jammed so many into such a tight space that it's worth doing a little unpacking, word by word, to see if some meaning can be found after all. Together. This gets the message off to just the right stirring, inclusive, democratic start. All takeovers have to be seen in terms of togetherness, even when, like the acquisition of Motorola Mobility, they are defensive and more about patents than people. Create. This is the verb of the moment, preferred always to make, produce, or sell, because it's so much more, well, creative. Amazing. Nothing could be less amazing than to find this adjective used here. The only amazing thing is how inappropriate it is. To amaze means to fill with great surprise or sudden wonder. But when I go out to buy a mobile phone, sudden wonder and great surprise are not top of my shopping list. User experiences. I'm taking these two words as a pair, and a wretched pair at that. What is a user experience exactly? Are you having a user experience as you listen to this column? If so, I hope it's amazing. Supercharge. It seems no modern leader, at least no modern male one, can resist the idea of sticking extra voltage into whatever he's talking about, even if the thing itself wasn't built for it. David Cameron last week said that he wanted to put rocket boosters under the welfare system, which sounds like a poor scheme to me. But the ecosystem is even less suitable to receiving additional power, as the point about ecosystems is that they're generally like to be left alone. It's anyway a tired and not especially useful metaphor, which, like DNA, is supposed to glance at something elemental and natural, whereas mobile phone software is surely as unnatural as it comes. Entire. One can't have too much emphasis in a statement of this sort. Never mind that it's a nonsense in this case, as an ecosystem is by definition entire, as it doesn't come in halves. Benefit. There's nothing wrong with this word, though one queries its use here. The point of the deal surely isn't to benefit consumers, etc. Surely it's to make money and beat patent with patent. Partners. This is a weasel noun which pretends that the companies Google does business with have the same interests as its own. In fact, the partners to whom Google currently supplies its Android ecosystem are surely feeling pretty scared about a deal in which Google now owns one of their competitors. Family. If Google is a family, is Larry Page the father? And in that case, he's gone a bit over the top in having 29,000 kids of his own at Google and now adopting a further 19,000. That's even more than Angelina Jolie. The point about families is you can't choose them. You share towels and toothbrushes, you look like them, you love them and hate them, and are pretty much obliged to have Christmas dinner with them, none of which applies to Googlers or Motorolans. The family metaphor is sound on one thing. When another family is acquired by marriage, the stepchildren are guaranteed to hate each other. Thinking about these clapped-out business clichés, I've had a sudden revelation. You can put them in a different order and the meaning is the same. Consider this. Consumers, partners and developers will together supercharge the entire user experiences to create amazing benefit for the Android family of ecosystems. I defy anyone to say this isn't just as good as the original. In fact, I think I rather prefer it.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.